Make new work application brief. What is the opportunity? ARC is looking to support artists to create new performance-based work in response to one of the provocations below, working with local communities in Stockton. There are two opportunities to receive £10,000 in cash, along with space, accommodation, marketing, technical, producing, and community engagement support. These opportunities are expected to lead to finished work, with a public performance at the end of the process. We are particularly interested in hearing from artists from the Tees Valley and North East for this round. Deadline to apply, 10 a.m, Friday the 21st of June, 2024. What are the provocations? These two provocations came from in-depth and wide-reaching creative conversations with communities local to ARC. They were created through these conversations by independent creative director Paula Clark as part of a project which began with the question, "What's on your mind?" You can read more about the project on our website. The project was designed to capture the key areas of interest and concern to our communities. We are using them as guiding principles for our programme to help ensure that ARC's work resonates with our local communities. Artists are asked to select one provocation to base their idea around. They are intended to be starting points for creative ideas. We are not looking for literal interpretations. Hashtag change. They are knocking down all of the listed buildings. They are knocking down the shopping centre. This is a lovely open town. Look at that river. It's beautiful. I wish there were more big shops. People are struggling. It used to be thriving. There are always going to be critics. I don't care what anyone says. There are a lot of positive things about this town. Things work. It's not too big and not too small. We need more police. It's always evolving. It's always changing. There are no jobs. There is a lot of poverty. Have you heard of the Battle of Stockton? Things are not equal. Be kind, don't resist, let's party. We don't know how to talk to each other. Hashtag welcome. Everybody says good morning here. So friendly. When I came here, it was so cold. My mum died. I want to get out. I am not from Stockton. I'm from Harrogate. I am from Brazil. I am from Ireland. I am from Darlington. I am from Dubai. I have been a Stockton girl all of my life. I am an asylum seeker here. I am completely accepted. I am afraid to go out in Stockton at night. Mum was a Stockton girl for all of hers. I like my friends and neighbours. There are so many people who are homeless in this town. It's very nice here. It's very surprising. I sit in my flat and I get really lonely. I don't want to go outside. I did Uptown Funk Dance on the High Street. Loads of people came to watch. The people are really rough in Stockton. It's a place where you can sit or wander. I can't wait to leave, to be honest. I am here for the circus. It's the right time for people to be who they want to be here. Most people are afraid to go out at night. Stockton, it's a busy little place. What are we trying to achieve? Over the next 3 years, ARC is seeking to achieve a shift in our programme to a more community-led slash influence way of working. These opportunities form part of exploring how we might do that, by inviting artists to respond to things that are on the mind of our local communities. ARC's artistic policy is to provide creative activity and cultural experiences that are contemporary and relevant. We want to present a creative programme that helps us understand and enjoy the world as it is today and excites us about the future. Co-design is a key principle for our creative programme. This means we work proactively with artists and communities to develop work that is relevant to and resonates with our local communities. This doesn't necessarily mean work that is about or made specifically for Stockton and the Tees Valley, but we present work that our local communities can connect with and that helps us understand the world we live in. We believe a principal element of manifesting that is ensuring that people authentically have an equal level of agency to influence the creative outcome of a project as any other artist involved in the process. By communities, we mean communities of place, interest, identity, need, and action. We are all part of many communities. Though the work we want to create is specifically for our local communities, we recognise that communities like ours exist all over the country, in areas where there are high proportions of people facing inequalities and barriers to engaging with culture, usually as a result of their protected characteristics or socio-economic status. Working with communities. Part of the exploration we want to undertake is around how we can invite local people to be involved in the creation of work that doesn't necessarily rely on the traditional co-creation model. We recognise that not everyone can or wants to work alongside artists as fully participating members of the creative team, and we are keen to test out other ways of meaningful involvement. Firstly, we are involving local people in the selection process for these opportunities, which is a form of co-design. We are looking for artists to consider how local people might contribute to the development of their ideas by sharing skills or stories in the development of the work in a way that enriches participants' own lives. This could be a conversation over a cup of tea, or by artists joining existing groups to learn about their skills, work, etc. Playing a part in the creation of a work during the development process. This could be through attending a workshop or engagement opportunity, or working with artists to engage other people in other new ways that are beneficial for the artist, individuals involved, and the creative process. It could be through direct involvement in the creation, playing a proactive role in the development and devising process, as well as the final work, working alongside artists in a more traditional co-creation way. In addition to the £10,000 budget, we have up to £1,000 available to support community participants to take part, which may be in the form of expenses, bursaries, vouchers, etc. And B. Innovative and robust approaches to involving local people have been more successful with previous panels, so it is worth giving this some time in your application. What do you get? £10,000 budget, producing, marketing and community engagement support from ARC, technical support for the sharing, rehearsal and creation space at ARC, accommodation in the ARC house subject to availability. The final sharing can take place in any of the spaces at ARC, but we anticipate would most be likely in the theatre or the studio theatre. You can read more about the spaces on our website. Selection criteria. The selection will be based on the following. Your idea for the project. How does your project relate to ARC's artistic policy? Is it bringing something new to ARC's programme? How does your project specifically relate to the What's On Your Mind provocations? Potential quality and impact of the community involvement. Is co-creation considered and are communities taken care of? Will communities feel valued within the process? What about your project has the potential to excite communities at ARC? Deliverability of the project, including the skills and experience of people involved, as well as the available resources and timescale. Have you considered budget, paying people fairly and with enough lead-in time to deliver the project? Selection process. Following feedback and learning from last year, we are trialling some new ideas around the selection process in this round of the Make New Work programme. This time around, we have selected a community panel. The community panel, along with one ARC producer, facilitated by Creative Director Alexander Ferris, will come together to select the commissioned artists through three rounds of discussions. The applications will be split into main commissions and seed commissions. The ARC producer will read all of the applications. One lead panellist will read the main commissions and one will read the seed commissions. The first round will involve lead panellists coming together to create a long list. Artist names and project titles will be published with permission across ARC social media and website. Then following the long listing, all panellists will meet and read/discuss longlisted applicants to then select a shortlist which will be published. All shortlisted applicants will then be interviewed. As we want to welcome community members who may not have been involved in commissioning processes before, we are not offering a strict criteria/way of talking about applications. Instead, we are welcoming all voices to express themselves equally, guiding and facilitating conversation where everyone's applications will be considered with thought, care and compassion. Shortlisting is not a science and we are always thinking of new ways we can approach and understand applications and how they might fit into our programme of work at ARC. The longlisting meeting is taking place on Monday the 8th of July. The shortlisting meeting is taking place on Tuesday the 16th of July and interviews will take place on Tuesday the 23rd of July at 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Feedback. All unsuccessful applicants will receive general feedback with the offer for personalised feedback upon request. All applicants at longlisting stage will receive personalised feedback. All applicants will receive feedback by Friday the 2nd of August. This factors in the time taken during the selection process and then to write and send personalised feedback. As with previous rounds, we are expecting a high volume of applications, so please do bear with us as we compile this feedback.